Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, now in our Buck studio. The Chippewa Valley Symphony hosted the 6th annual Christo Orthodontics Young Artist Competition recently, and 5 young finalists between the ages of 14 and 18 were selected to compete against each other. And the winner of that competition is with me today. She is Yayao Chen. She's a violinist, a sophomore at Xavier High School in Appleton, lives in Menasha, and is going to be playing some great stuff for us in the hour to come. She's here with her pianist also, Michael Rivers, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So do you do a lot of traveling as a high school violinist? You know, lessons in one city and school somewhere else and homes in a third place, that kind of thing?
My lessons are actually in the same city as my school, and I live around there, so it's not that far away. About like 15 minutes from my house to lessons.
That's great, because we hear stories about high schoolers, you know, commuting to Chicago or some other faraway place. Do you perform at all with the high school orchestra, or are you a kind of a solo act?
I perform with the area orchestra, Fox Valley Youth Symphony Orchestra. And I also play in quartet with my friends.
So, some of everything. Are there things that you particularly like to play? Pieces?
Like orchestra music?
Or solo?
Yeah, solo. I especially like Bach. It's really different than other composers. And I like orchestra music too. It's different to seeing the whole orchestra and listen to everybody else than playing solo. Yeah.
So obviously you played concertos with the orchestra.
Yes.
Did you play the Sibelius?
Yes, I played the Sibelius.
Did you play the whole thing or just one movement?
I just played the first movement of Sibelius.
That's kind of a popular one, isn't it?
Yes, it's really popular in a lot of competitions now.
Well, you're going to be performing first a composer who's not a household word, at least in this country.
Yes. I'm from China, where I went to school in Beijing for music. And this piece is called The Fisherman's Song at the Harvest. It's composed by Zi Li Li in 1973. And
how do you say that again?
The name of the composer, Zi Li Li.
Spelled Z-I-L-I, but yeah, you get a little extra spin on that.
Yeah. And my teacher actually knows him in person. He is a professor at Xinghai Conservatory of Music in Guangzhou, China. Guangzhou is the city my teacher is from. Fisherman's Song is a Chinese form, kind of Chinese musical form, that is originated from the work songs of the fishermen. This piece describes the joys of success after they come back from the full harvest. And some interesting about this piece is it has some of the typical Chinese characteristics, such as always introduction before, and there's a lot of use of Chinese modes other than, it's like pentatonic.
Yes, we associate the pentatonic scale with Asian music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it also has its own qualities, such as a lyrical theme and the rhythmic middle section.
All that in one pretty short piece.
Yes.
Well,
there's a lot of ups and downs in this piece.
Now, this was written for violin rather than one of the earlier Chinese stringed instruments. This is a contemporary piece.
Yes, it's a contemporary piece. It's written for violin and orchestra, actually, originally.
Okay, and it's called The Fisherman's Song at the Harvest.
Thank you.
That was the Fisherman's Song of the Harvest, as played by my guest during the midday today. She's a sophomore at Xavier High School in Appleton, and her name is Yao Yao Chen. And, okay, what was the name of the composer again? I'd just like to hear you say it.
Zi Li Li.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Not very good, but pretty good, yes. Chinese is not an easy language to master. What point in your life did you come from China to this country?
I got to know my current teacher when I was in 2012, I think. Yeah, and then I really, really love her, so I came here to study with her.
Well, it's great that you were able to do that. So what kind of musical life did you have in Beijing?
I went to school called the Central Conservatory of Music Middle School, and it's kind of different than normal academic school. We have academic classes in the mornings, and we have music lessons and also some rehearsals in the afternoons and evenings.
Well, there's certainly some wonderful music in China, and you find it in unexpected places, at least from a Western standpoint. I mean, you pass through a park and there's somebody playing a leaf and playing it beautifully too. Are those oak leaves, or what is it that they play? Have you encountered those performers?
I know, like, those performances. I don't know how they make those sound.
It's. I mean, there are entire DVDs of people playing leaf music, and you'll go through a park on a Sunday afternoon or something, and there are all these little groups of people making music around the park. It's a wonderful experience.
Yes,
a wonderful way to experience music in China.
Yes,
so it's very much part of the life there. Well, you're going to go from that pentatonic scale to something very, very Western, which is to say Mozart.
Yes, I'm going to play a Mozart violin sonata in G major, K301.
And so we'll hear the first movement of it, and then we'll break for the quiz question at 12:30 or so, and hear the other movement. But Allegro con spirito, does that place a great demand on the violinist?
I won't say it's technically really hard, but it's hard to play Mozart at all time, I think.
Really? Why is that?
I think you have to really pay attention to bowing and how your bow speed, because the notes are not that hard that it can really easily be heard if you play. The bow is, like, not good.
Something's not quite there. You can tell in Mozart.
Yeah.
It's all very clear, isn't it?
Yeah. And this piece is, I think the violin and piano, we are, like, equal partners in this piece. And I have the melody in the beginning, and the piano is taken over later. And there are a lot of interchanges throughout the piece.
Where you're passing it back and forth.
Yes.
Okay, so this will be Yao Yao Chen with her pianist, Michael Rivers, and we'll hear the first movement of the Mozart Violin Concerto in G, Kerschel 301.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's just the first movement of the Violin Sonata in G by Mozart, as played by my guests today, Yao Yao Chen, the violinist, and Michael Rivers, doing some nice cross-hand work there at the piano in a piece that is equally for piano and for violin. And we'll hear more from both of them in the balance of the hour, and we'll also have the 12:30 quiz question right after this here on WPR. Back now to our Buck studio. And by the way, on Saturday night, we're going to be putting on a radio play in this very studio. You can hear the 9XM players on Saturday night live over on the Ideas Network during old-time radio drama from 8:30 to 9:30 or so. It'll be a production of My Man Godfrey, a great romantic comedy, and you'll hear four actors doing 14 parts. How's that for budgeting talent? And again, that's going to be right here in our Buck studio Saturday night, April 18th at 8:30 to 9:30 or so. Now to our review of yesterday's 12:30 quiz question. What distinction do they share? And I'll put it this way. Orson Welles was one. Johnny Carson was one. Muhammad Ali even has been one. Steve Martin is one. And Woody Allen was one, not so successfully, but played one in one of his films. Those are all magicians. Magicians. That was yesterday's question. Here's today's from a very rare WHY department of our quiz question. Why did a 19th century mansion have a mirror at the baseboard level in the foyer? Why would that be? Why did a 19th century mansion, perhaps more than one, have a mirror at baseboard level in the foyer? So just before you enter or leave this house, you would pass that mirror at the baseboard. If you can answer that one, you just might win the treasure trove today. That's the prize, since this is Friday. You can email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Mary Kate. And we'll see from among all correct respondents who wins that prize in about 24 minutes. And now back with my guests here in our Buck studio, Yao Yao Chen. She's a sophomore at Xavier High School in Appleton, and her pianist is Michael Rivers. And, well, we kind of left off in the middle of a Mozart violin sonata. What about this second of the two movements, Yao Yao?
The second movement is in 3/8 time signature. It has a really different minor middle section. And basically, this sonata have only two movements. There is not a slow movement, which is true for the Mozart's violin and keyboard sonatas from that period.
Which is a sort of a middle period Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here it is, the Allegro from Mozart's Violin Concerto in G, Kirchhoff 301.
Thank you.
And that's the way Mozart ends his sonata for violin and piano in G, Kirchhoff 301. It was played there by my guest during the midday today, Yao-Yao Chen, and pianist Michael Rivers. Now, back in China, Yao-Yao, where you grew up, what was the musical environment? How did you actually get into playing the violin? Were there musicians in your family?
No, both my parents are not musicians. When I was younger, my mom just thought it's good for a girl to learn some instrument. And so I started like electronic piano when I was 4. And When I was 6, I kind of need to switch to some other instrument. And my piano teacher's husband is a violin teacher. And my mom thought violin is like small and we can take it whenever,
easy
like
when to carry.
Travel. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you cannot carry a piano when you're traveling.
It's very hard.
So that's kind of why I started. I started violin when I was 6 years old.
Did they have to encourage you to practice, or were you motivated?
I always really loved to perform. I didn't really like practice when I was younger. I didn't really like practicing, but I liked to perform. So my mom always encouraged me that you want to perform, that you have to practice.
Yeah, so those two tend to go together, at least in the long term, right? So when you say you like to perform, you mean perform for an audience? You like to be in front of an audience? You're just
front of an audience.
That's interesting because, I mean, some performers, even very high caliber ones, would get terribly nervous before a performance. But you embrace that.
Yeah. When I was younger, I just loved be on stage and perform.
Well, as I say, if you can perform, it's okay to be the center of attention for a while. Now, this piece that we're about to hear is by Gluck, right?
Yes.
And Gluck had a prestigious position. He was a very well-known composer, and then when he died, that position went to a much younger composer, not nearly so well known, was not paid nearly so much compared to Gluck, and his name was Mozart. So it just goes to show you that things are not always as you would expect in terms of reputation in music. But this is a popular little piece by Gluck, isn't it, this melody?
Yes. This piece, also called The Dance of the Blessed Spirits, is from his opera Orfeo at Eurydice. For me, I think it's one of the most enchanting music melodies in all music. It depicts the sorrowful song of Orpheus, a legendary musician who traveled to the underworld to plead for his wife, the release of his wife.
Right.
His wife was already died, was dead. And his playing of the lyre was so inspiring, so the spirits of the underworld were moved to tears, so they granted his request to return Eurydice to him, but on the condition that he did not look back at her until they reached the land of living.
There's always a catch.
Sadly, Orpheus was unable to resist his beautiful wife's pleas, and his wife fell back to the darkness of death right away, and leaving Orpheus devastated and alone by himself.
He couldn't play an encore and get a second chance?
No.
Just one chance? And some of that is conveyed in this melody from Orfeo at Eurydice by Gluck.
Thank you.
Melody from Orfeo ed Euridice by Gluck. I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question right after this here on WPR. Here's our 12:30 quiz question again. Why did a 19th century mansion have a mirror at the baseboard level in the foyer? Why did a 19th century mansion, probably more than one of them, have a mirror at baseboard level in the foyer? What purpose would that serve? If you can answer that one in the next 8 minutes, you might win the prize today, the treasure trove, and you can email your answers to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Mary Kate. And now back with my guest today for the midday, Yaoyao Chen. She's a sophomore at Xavier High School in Appleton, and her pianist is Michael Rivers. And so you've come from Beijing to study specifically with this great teacher a couple of years ago. And so where do you go from here? First, of course, you have to get through your sophomore year in the next couple of weeks. But then what after that?
I will be staying here to finish my high school. And I think I'm planning on going to college in the States for music.
Anywhere in particular?
Not yet, I think.
You have to look around.
Yeah.
Take some time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be going back to Beijing anytime soon between now and then?
I'm not actually from Beijing. I went there for school. I was from southern China. I go back to China every summer to my hometown. Sometimes I visit Beijing to visit my friends.
Yeah. Summer, isn't it even hotter there than it is here?
So hot. Yeah, it's
that's
really
what I hear.
Hot.
Well, it's worth it for a visit to the to the home and the
family.
The family.
Yep.
We're going to round it out with another one of the great violin pieces, this one by a 19th century virtuoso, Pablo de Sarasate, the Introduction in Tarantelle.
Yes. Yeah, this piece, it starts with a folk tune. It's the introduction and followed by Allegro Vivace, the Tarantella section. And Tarantella, the word was originally from Italian dance, meant to cure the bite of the tarantula. According to legend, after being bitten by a spider, the person will dance crazily as an antidote to the poison.
We won't do that today, though.
We won't. But we will try to
convey that spirit,
yes.
Though. Introduction in Tarantella by Pablo de Sarasate.
Thank you.
Bravo. Have you ever had your violin catch fire? if not, this would be the time for it. I think that's certainly a spectacular bravura performance there.
Thank you.
Lots of fascinating and challenging things. A great pleasure having you on the midday today, Yao Yao Chen.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
I hope you'll come back.
Yeah.
When you're like all of 17 years old. A great pleasure. And thanks also to your pianist, Michael Rivers, for coming down from Menasha today.
Yeah, for Appleton.
Great treat to have you. Now to the results of our 12:30 quiz question. Why did a 19th century mansion have a mirror at baseboard level in the foyer? Why would that be, Mary Kate?
So the ladies could check their hemlines.
Which back then were down there at baseboard level. Who's our winner?
Our winner is Michael B. from Stevens Point.
And what does Michael B. from Stevens Point win?
He wins the treasure trove.
And do we have Michael B. from Stevens Point's address?
No, we do not. If you could call back.
Then we'll send your treasure trove to you. Thanks to our tireless engineer, Brittany True. Thanks also to Peter Bryant. Thanks also to Mary Kate McCoy. And stay right there for Garrison Keillor and his Writer's Almanac coming in about 40 seconds right here on WPR.